We are straight up at 8 o'clock. It's the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to a Wednesday program. It's been a busy week, not just virus and number-wise, but economically and number-wise. And as we do each week to help us sift through those numbers, the founder and president of Wealthwise Financial Services, Laureen Gilbert, is with us. She joins us this morning. Laureen, thank you for being with
us
today.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thank you for having me. Great. Thank you.
Good. Now, you start your morning with a little coffee and biscotti. I just love that. Thank you.
It's actually tea. My matcha tea.
Okay.
Matcha tea and homemade biscotti.
Oh.
Nothing like homemade.
No, there is nothing like homemade. My goodness. I need to be tasting some of those pretty soon.
Well, I'll bring you some.
Thank you. After we spoke last week, retail sales the next day, we found out that retail sales jumped by 17.7% last month. That was a huge jump. We only expected an 8% jump. Now, are you excited? Are you excited or are you cautiously optimistic about this?
You know, it was a surprise. Two times the economic estimates that were out there as far as an increase, and it followed, you know, March and April that have had dismal numbers. So the Commerce Department's number of 17.7% was surprising. I will say that I think that it, you know, Americans love to spend money. That's what I'll say. Americans love to spend money. And thankfully, they were spending money because 2/3 of our GDP is based on consumer spending.
Right.
Now, what I would say is, I don't know that trend will be able to continue given the unemployment numbers that we have, given the fact that the extended unemployment benefits are going to be ending, and ultimately people are going to have to be more careful. So I would say, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic, very glad that we had great retail, the markets to continue to rally. By the way, the same day, we had the Fed speaking, and the Fed was, you know, very clear that we have a long road back. So the markets ignored what the Fed chair was testifying to the Senate and instead was focusing on retail numbers.
Right. Now, Fed Chair Jerome Powell was in front of the Senate Banking Committee and saying if not contained, the downturn could further widen. So my question to you is, the original Fed stimulus package included unemployment benefits that gave Americans an extra $600 a week. Once those benefits end and consumers don't have that confidence to spend, is it going to be anemic again?
Well, we'll see what happens. Here's the balance that needs to happen. So I agree that the unemployment extension, the extra $600 a week, was necessary during a time when people could not work. I mean, for instance, think about all the workers who rely upon, like, housekeepers and restaurant workers and all of those people that were not able to work at all. So it was necessary not only for them to receive unemployment, but for them to receive an extended amount. However, as things are opening up, we also need to incent people to get back to work if they are given an offer to work. And that extra $600 was actually incenting some people not to work. So I think it is time that we stop that extension, that we get people back to work who can work and still have the safety net for those people who are not being offered a position. So I would say, you know, we'll see what happens. I've said all along, I thought the second quarter was going to have a pullback in the market after people come into reality on the fact that it is a long road back on our economy. You know, back to what the Fed said they're keeping rates where they are until 2022.
Right.
2022, that means that all of 2021 and into the middle of 2022, they also said that GDP will not get back to where it was prior to the coronavirus until 2022, and that's one of the reasons they want to keep rates low.
Okay. Now, I know that you keep an eye on these numbers, but does the Fed keep an eye on the fact that 21 states are now increasing numbers in coronavirus, not just hospitalizations and ICUs, but actual deaths, and 10 of them by as much as 50%? And as a nation, we've plateaued at the peak. We haven't actually gone down virus-wise. We've plateaued at the peak. So the effect that's going to have on, for instance, the S&P right after March 23rd, it skyrocketed by 40% when the Fed announced the experiment with junk bonds, right? So some experts now are predicting the S&P 500 will crumble over the next month and drop as much as 49%. Do you agree with that assessment?
You know, I've said all along, I thought we were in a W-shaped recovery, not a V-shaped recovery. And for the longest time, you know, people like me in that camp of that we're not going to have a V-shaped recovery, it just didn't seem to be accurate, you know, because we had seen a V-shape on the markets. But then more recently, we've seen the markets react. I think we're in for a correction. I don't think that we're in for retesting the lows. We'll see if we do. I mean, we never know. I do think that March 23rd was the low of this market. Now, how close we get back to where that is, we all hope we don't. It's better for us if we don't. But I have said I expect a correction at this point, because when I look at the numbers, there are many equities that I would say are overvalued. Now, there are many that are undervalued as well. So what I'm saying in this market is it's definitely a stock picker's market. It's not an index market. And being very careful with what those purchases are.
Okay. Now, countries like Switzerland and Japan, their central banks buy stocks. Is the option of buying stocks on the part of the Fed, is that on the table for us?
Well, you know, they've acted on the corporate debt side, and they've said they will do whatever's necessary in the middle of this pandemic to make sure that we have stabilization. Right, you know, part of, you know, the Fed's mandate of looking at, in a sense, stabilizing things. But I hope they don't, because I think it's a very bad precedent.
Right.
I would, you know, what the Fed Chairman Powell specifically said with regard to the debt markets was we're not going to stomp around like an elephant. He used the analogy of an elephant. We're not going to stomp around on an elephant on the bond markets. He wants to make sure that they're not disrupting the bond markets. However, you know, just the announcement of the Fed, you know, going into corporate debt,
right,
caused the debt markets to rise by 1% before they ever made a purchase. So it's more about what the Fed says than what they actually do. And that's why, once again, they do have a significant impact. I would not be in favor of them entering into the equity market.
Okay. So the central bank said on Monday it was going to begin scooping up corporate debt, and including junk bonds. You've been leery about this since we started talking several weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so that's where we are there.
Yeah.
In the next week, what are you expecting in the next week to 2 weeks?
Well, with regards to what exactly?
Well, okay, I'll be specific with you. We're going to get another jobs. We're going to get another unemployment report here in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
That number, which, by the way, we added 2 million jobs last month, yet a couple of days later, we found out that for the week, we had another 1.5 million unemployment claims. Is there an ebb and flow there, or is it like a river of eddies that we're now having to navigate through, and it is a much, much more sluggish recovery? Or the number, as sluggish as you predict it's going to be, am I being too fatal in my thinking that this is going to be way more sluggish?
Yeah, I mean, you know, here's the thing. Thankfully, we had a very strong economy before all of this.
Right.
We had some weaknesses, that's for sure, in the economy, but overall, we had a strong economy. And I have every expectation we're going to get back to that strong economy again. I will tell you that the labor participation rate is something that concerns me. So not only unemployment numbers, but when you look at the labor participation rate numbers, and before all of this, we already had a labor participation rate issue looking forward. Now we've got a significant problem of, you know, many people who have, in a sense, given up on work. And what happens next? And what I'll tell you, what needs to happen next is we need a really good immigration policy to bring in skilled workers from around the world. And I say that because of this labor participation rate issue. We need people. What's happening in our U.S. economy is we have 10,000 people a day turning age 65, and people are retiring at a rapid rate. We have people, you know, our nation is growing older. So what happens then? We don't have as many people in our economy who are able and willing to work. So what happens? We need outside people coming in who are skilled. And that's why I say a really good immigration policy to bring in skilled workers from around the world to come into our melting pot, which the U.S. has always been, in order to help us with that. Because we're not going to have a solid GDP and a solid economy without a good labor participation rate. So that concerns me more than our overall unemployment rate.
Laureen Gilbert, we turn to you for honest and sober truth. And man, thank you so much. That is exactly right. The founder and president of Wealthwise Financial Services, Laureen Gilbert. How do we get in touch with you?
WealthwiseFinancial.com or 949-748-1177.
I know you're busy, and I think your time is valuable. I can't thank you enough for being with us this morning, Laureen.
Oh, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. We'll look forward to it. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Laureen Gilbert, Wealthwise Financial founder and president. If you're looking for her number or email or anything, give me a call here.